Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, of whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to begin my homily this evening by talking a little bit about procedure and precaution. You might have seen on Facebook or maybe in an email, Archbishop Coakley has asked the pastors to address a little bit the reality of a lot of virus going around the world right now, not only the flu, but the coronavirus. And so the danger of these are a real threat, and it's important that we take some precautions. And so during our public celebration of the liturgy, we're going to do a few things to help with that. For first of all, at St. Joseph Parish, we will temporarily stop the distribution of Holy Communion from the chalice. So only one species, the host, will be distributed. We will also temporarily stop the sign of peace so that handshaking can be avoided. These two things are temporary. So at some time in the future, when it seems safe and the Archbishop gives us the green flag, we can do those again, okay? The other thing is the receiving of Holy Communion. It's been suggested that you might consider receiving communion on the hand. The reason is that sometimes saliva can get on the fingers of a priest by receiving on the tongue, and that can be transferred. But this is not an obligation. If you prefer to receive on the tongue, you can continue to do that. But we're just thinking about precautions and things that can help in this time. After Mass, Father Thomas, myself, and the deacons, and I, we may not shake everyone's hands. Okay, that's a lot of hands to shake. And while we are not fearful, we want to take caution. We may wave at you, have a wonderful day. We can bump elbows if you want, but we're not going to shake hands, or at least we may not. So don't take offense. If we wave at you, it's because we're being cautious. And just in general, be careful. Wash your hands regularly with soap. If you are sick, stay home, please. The Archbishop said, "You are not obliged to come to Mass if you are sick, especially at this time. The obligation is waived. We don't want to pass on any germs. So that's the end of my precaution announcement. Last year, the Archdiocese, you may remember, dedicated a Sunday, we called it Safe Haven Sunday, to talking about some of the real dangers and effects of pornography in the culture. This effort helped, I think, really helped many people, parents, organizations within the church, to begin a discussion on the influence and danger of pornography, especially in the home. The reality of how young people, and really anyone, can be exposed to pornography is scary and should cause great alarm. Now, some may say, initially, why would we spend a whole weekend on just this subject and not on something else? Well, probably because this particular temptation and sin is at true epidemic levels in our world. There is a true addiction involved. People's lives are being hurt. Children are in danger. Marriages are at risk. And most priests I talk to say the number one sin heard in confession is pornography. So I want to examine this issue in light of these beautiful words of St. Paul to Timothy in our second reading. But also I want to address specifically the parents of our children. Now Paul begins by asking us to bear hardship for the sake of the gospel. He wants us to ask for a strength that comes from God alone. Live a holy life according to the design of God and in the grace given to us through the Holy Spirit. How are we to live then according to the design of God? If we want to answer this, we need to consider the beauty of our own design. What is beautiful about our lives, our bodies, our relationships, all that makes us human? We know that God created us according to his image and likeness. We are created and designed according to the love of God. We are designed to love each other with the love of God. We are called to serve each other with the love of God. And in that love, we are called to guide souls to heaven. We should want heaven for every person. When we see a person, we should say, ah, they were created in God's image and likeness. They're created for heaven. This is the true nature of love. To want heaven for another. Or an even more classical definition of love is to will the good of the other. The ultimate good, which is heaven. This is especially true for parents in regards to their children. Right? We should want heaven for our children more than anything. More than any success in this world, we should want heaven for them. That means we have to teach, guide, and protect them as best we can. We have to give them the best tools for recognizing and fighting the evils of this world. Most of all, we need to teach them to live holy lives. Teach your children to know Jesus. The statistics say that children are exposed and can become addicted to pornography as early as 8 years old. This is due largely to the easy access that many children have to the internet. Giving children phones and tablets at such an early age is a great risk. You have to protect them. But the culture is full of images and suggestions that tempt us and confuse the mind. It's in ads, commercials, videos. My third grade niece recently said, "I want to be a YouTuber when I grow up." That's an actual thing now. You can actually make a living making videos for YouTube. It's a very big deal. Which means the only reason that she says that is because she watches YouTube all the time. That's just reality. I mean, so we have to be so cautious today. We live in an over-sexualized culture, and it is almost impossible to avoid the effects. So what do we do? How do we protect our children? How do we protect ourselves? Well, it starts with not being afraid to have a conversation about it. This is a sin that is very hidden. And there's so much shame. It's scary to even admit that I might have a problem or struggle with this. But if we're not afraid to have this conversation, we could really get somewhere. Have a conversation with your family. Talk to your children about the dangers of pornography. In the entrances of the church, I've left these books for everyone. And I encourage parents especially, but everyone to take one. There's tools in here to help you begin a conversation on this. And so take one of these. It's Confident, helping parents navigate online exposure. There's lots of great information in here for really anybody, but especially parents. Another thing we have to do is pray more with our children, pray more as a family. We have to engage in a life of prayer that is meaningful. Bring your children to Mass and do not let them stay home. Help them to have a relationship with Jesus. This is so vital. Be strict with your children and with yourselves on the usage of technology. If you think your children have not been exposed to something on the internet, something dangerous, whatever it may be, if you think they haven't, it may be too late. There are ways to restrict the use of internet for your children's phones, tablets, whatever they may have. Don't be afraid to use these tools to help your children. Accountability. Accountability is so big. If you struggle with this addiction, reach out for help. Go to confession. Ask family and or friends for understanding and for help. We have to love each other in this. And so, as we come together in prayer, we encourage people to reach out for help. We are on our way to heaven, every one of us. God's love and desire for us to seek His face, to have relationship with Him, to embrace the cross, this will never go away. So let's start this conversation. Let's take the right step forward in seeking freedom from the snare of things like pornography and the sins of this world. Let's turn to the infinite mercy of God. So take one of these as you leave today and use it as a tool to just have this conversation with your children, grandchildren, with each other. There's a great website, too, you might look at. It's called cleanheart.online. cleanheart.online. It's got a lot of amazing information, tools, videos to help with this. Go there and see the great content they have. So we pray today and we thank God for his great love, his mercy that is everlasting. And we place all of our trust in Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.